Before mixing or applying any pesticide, ensure you're wearing proper PPE. This includes chemical-resistant gloves, goggles, and long sleeves. And always mix in a well-ventilated area and follow the application rate on the label exactly. Improper handling puts you, your crops, and your livestock at risk. Ground crew must complete a full safety check before approaching any aircraft. Wear high visibility clothing and maintain communication within the cockpit at all times. Never walk in front of a running engine or between moving vehicles. Situational awareness is your first line of defense. Before performing any work on energized systems, always follow the lockout-tagout procedure and verify the absence of voltage using a certified meter. Safety gloves rated for your voltage class must be worn at all times. Never assume a line is dead. Always test before you touch. When approaching an abandoned vehicle, notify dispatch and provide your exact location. Approach from the passenger side when possible, scanning for signs of movement or tampering. Keep your weapon side away from traffic and maintain visual awareness. Every stop requires caution. No exceptions. Before beginning any radiologic procedure, verify that the door is closed and the radiation warning light is on. Confirm that all protective gear is worn, including lead aprons and thyroid shields. Unauthorized individuals should never be present during exposure. Radiation safety is everyone's responsibility. At the start of each shift, inspect your workstation and verify all tools are calibrated and free of damage. Check materials for defects and follow the exact sequence in the production manual. If anything seems out of place, report it immediately. Precision and safety go hand in hand. Before operating a forklift, always complete your pre-shift inspection, checking tires, brakes, horn, and lift controls. Never operate equipment with a known defect. And always wear your seatbelt and keep pedestrians in clear sight. Your awareness behind the wheel can save lives. Now let's get into the steps of how to complete your pre-shift inspection.